I'm Sammy Griffith for Arts Focus. Dr. Jackson Leung was professor of piano for 34 years at Wright State University. In part two of our conversation, we talked about some of his triumphs and challenges over a career that spanned more than three decades. Do you have any favorite moments, things that stand out in your memory, whether it's piano memories or conducting or events that happened?
Yes. For a period of time, my former boss, Dr. Jugala, once said, there is definitely some magical years at Wright State Music, especially when we had the artist series, when we invited world-class musicians to appear on our campus, performing for the Dayton area audience, but not only performing for them, but they get to work with our students and our faculty. So back then, we had an arrangement that artists, when they come, they would, of course, play a recital, but they would also teach a masterclass, and the most interesting part is half of the performance would be performing with the chamber orchestra. So the students and the faculty actually got to work with them and make music with them. So that's a tremendous artistic experience, not just for me, but for the students and faculty as well. Most memorable, of course, would be the performances with Menachem Pressler. Yeah, and that was truly inspiring and a life-changing experience for everyone involved. So yeah, that was quite an experience. And also just other experiences, you know, performing with my former students and Concerto Night. It's just the one that we get to perform the Schumann Concerto together. That was so memorable. Yeah,
those life-changing for at least one of us.
No.
That was a memorable one. Yeah. Now, there was a period of time when you moved away from piano performing. Mm-hmm. What was happening at that point?
Well, of course, I was quite open about it. You know, I have a neurological disorder, and that prohibited me from playing some repertoire and some passage work. So somehow that really affected me more after I started conducting. So it's not like the conducting was not a result of that disorder, but it's, you know, but it's almost like it's in the plan.
Sure. So when you started looking at that, how concerned were you with whether that would affect your piano playing long term? You still perform?
Yes, some, yeah.
Uh-huh. And how has that changed?
Well, the choice of repertoire. Mm-hmm. Choice of repertoire and changing fingerings, and you just adjust. Yeah.
Sure. Adjust. It's so interesting how things change over the course of your life. And it's been quite amazing to watch all the music that you've been able to make in just many different areas.
I was amazed at that too.
You experienced as well changes at Wright State University, mm-hmm. some both good and bad. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, potentially the death of colleagues in the music department. How did that affect your work or your teaching?
That's an interesting question. Yes, definitely there were some good and some bad times, but we worked through it as a team. But I'm so glad that the students are the ones who are really inspiring us to do our best to make music.
That's definitely a two-way street.
Yeah, definitely. We learned so much from the students, so much. Almost as how much we taught them.
So at this point, if I'm doing my math correctly, 34 years?
Yes.
And what's next?
I think I want to spend more time with the family, and we would like to travel more. And not only traveling, but do things that we normally don't get to do. For example, travel to places to listen to concerts. I think that's a very wonderful experience that we didn't get to do while we were so busy working all the time, because just live performances are so wonderful.
You know, it's hard to listen to performances when you're too busy playing them.
Right, you know? Absolutely.
Do you have any plans for any other concertizing?
No big plans on that. Yeah.
It's time to take a break.
Yes.
Well, I would say that you've earned it. You've put in a lot of time.
Thank you.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to mention, anything that you remember or would like to point out about your teaching experience at Wright State?
One thing that I was hoping that I was able to do is a famous saying that to teach is to touch someone forever. I hope I had done that.
I would say that you can see the results of that from the concert that was held in March. You were student alumni concert from your studio that came and performed, and every single one of them and more were there because they had been touched by your music and your teaching and just loved it.
Thank you.
I appreciate everything that you did for them.
Thank you so much.
I'm Sammy Griffith. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.